We're going to get married September 24th at Dinosaur Adventure Land in Lenox, Alabama. We'll just tell you, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, sorry about that. Too bad.
You may know from some of my previous videos that Dr. Hovind recently got divorced from his wife. And, you know, I've supported Dr. Hovind for a long time. I've got a lot of his videos on my YouTube channel. I have his creation seminar on my YouTube channel. But I cannot support what he's doing now. He just announced recently that he is, you know, he just got divorced, and now he's getting married to another woman. Divorced and remarried. And he knows that this is a major sin. He knows it's a sin. He admits it. But he just says, you know, basically, if you don't agree with what I'm doing, you know, whatever. I don't care.
Because the subject of marriage and divorce brings up a lot of interesting controversy and brings out all the Pharisees and hypocrites out of the woodwork. Go away, go somewhere else. It's a big world. Go find someplace else to stand. If you don't like what you're seeing here, go away. We don't need you. Shut up. Okay? Put your rock down and go away. Just go someplace else. Go look in the mirror for a while. Just shut up. I've decided this is what I think God wants me to do, and Mary's decided it's what she wants God her to do. Let me and Jesus handle this. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
You know, he's saying, you know, he stood on the Bible for a long time, and now he's basically saying that he doesn't care what the Bible says. He doesn't care what Jesus has to say. But what does Jesus say? The Bible says in Matthew 5:32, "But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife," that's divorce, "saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery." Matthew 19:9, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." So if you get divorced and marry another, you're committing adultery. But if you marry another person that is divorced, you're committing adultery as well. So he's committing double adultery here. Not only is he getting divorced and remarried, which is adultery, he's marrying a divorced woman.
I've been divorced for over a decade. Not because I wanted it, but it had to happen.
"Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery." Again, these are the words of Jesus Christ. But, you know, he says, well, I prayed and fasted and talked to God, and I really think that this is what God wants me to do.
I prayed and prayed and said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" I got a lot of counsel. I counseled 15 men of God that I trust, ages 60 to 85. I said, "What do I do? If I get divorced and remarried, does that hurt my ministry? Does that hurt the cause of Christ? What do I do?" And almost all, 14 out of 15, said, "Brother Hovind, there's nothing you can do. You did nothing wrong. Just get remarried and go serve God with your life." So that's what we're going to do.
If you want to know what God wants you to do, read the Bible. It's in black and white. These are the words of Jesus Christ himself. He's not going to tell you to do something that is a sin, that is clearly spelled out in Scripture that it's a sin. You get divorced and remarried, that's adultery. You marry somebody that is divorced, that is adultery as well. So he's committing double adultery here. But he just simply says, you know, if you're against what I'm doing, you know, you're one of those Pharisees, you know, you just, whatever, I don't care. You know, I just cannot support what he's doing. And, you know, he hasn't got married yet, so there's still time for him to repent and, you know, not go through with this. So I just pray that, you know, he will open his eyes and actually look at what Jesus is saying and not the feelings of his heart, you know. And I find it ironic that, you know, Dr. Hovind has, you know, preached, you know, creation and the age of the earth for decades now. And he's marrying a woman that doesn't even believe that the earth is 6,000 years old. He's marrying a woman that doesn't even believe the creation story. doesn't even believe that the Earth is only 6,000 years old. Apparently, she hasn't seen the creation seminar that Dr. Hovind has done.
I actually ordered all of your DVDs when my children were young, when I home educated them. One of my sons embraced it and actually talked about being becoming an apologeticist because of your influence in his life.
Because, you know, here's a recent Facebook post by her. Apparently, she hasn't seen the creation seminar and doesn't believe what the Bible says about the age of the earth and creation. She says, the Hadza have been living peacefully, happily, and sustainably without vaccines in the Great Rift Valley of East Africa for at least 100,000 years. At least 100,000 years. You've got to be kidding me. She doesn't believe what the Bible says. Dr. Hovind apparently doesn't care what the Bible says anymore. Let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.